Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our language learning podcast. I am Jessica, and I am so excited for what we are talking about today.
That's right. I am Matthew, and today we're talking about something very exciting and futuristic. It is a topic that many people are thinking about right now.
We are going to talk about from self-driving cars to flying taxis. Imagine cars that drive themselves, or even cars that can fly. We will explore these amazing ideas.
Yes, it sounds like something from a movie, doesn't it? Jessica, have you ever been stuck in traffic and wished your car could just fly over it?
Oh, absolutely. Many times, especially on a busy Monday morning. Well, today we will see if that dream is closer than we think. Let's start with what is already becoming real.
Exactly. Let's start with self-driving cars. What are they? Simply, they are cars that can drive themselves. This means a person does not need to hold the steering wheel or push the pedals.
The car does it all. It means you can sit in the car and read a book or drink your coffee, and the car will take you to your destination. It is a big change from how we drive now.
How do they do this? These cars use special cameras, many sensors, and powerful computers. The cameras see the road, and the sensors measure distances to other cars and objects.
Think of the car like a very smart robot. It sees everything around it, it thinks about the best way to go. Then it knows where to go safely, just like a human driver.
One big idea is that they can be much safer than human drivers. The computer does not get tired, it does not get distracted. It always pays attention to the road.
That is a very important point for safety. And yes, many big companies are testing these cars now in different cities around the world. You might have seen videos of them online.
Some of these cars are already driving on public roads, but a person is usually in the car, ready to take control if needed. They are still learning how to drive in every situation.
But they are still very new, and there are still things to learn to make them perfect. For example, what happens in very bad weather, like heavy snow or rain?
Or what about sudden things on the road, like an animal running out? These cars are getting smarter every day, but it takes time to make them ready for everyone. It is a big step for technology.
It certainly is. So that is self-driving cars. Now let's talk about something even more amazing. Something that truly sounds like science fiction.
Yes, let's talk about flying taxis. Imagine these. These are like small planes or very big drones that can carry people. They are designed to fly over cities.
That sounds incredible. Imagine you call a taxi with your phone, but it picks you up from your building and flies over the city traffic to your destination. No more traffic jams.
They often look different from regular planes or helicopters. Sometimes they have many small propellers, like a drone. These propellers help them fly very smoothly.
And a very special thing about them is that they can take off and land straight up and down. They do not need a long runway like a big airplane. This is like a helicopter, but often quieter.
The biggest benefit is speed and avoiding traffic jams on the ground. You could get across a big city very fast. A trip that takes an hour by car might take only 10 minutes by flying taxi.
That would save so much time for people. Imagine going to the airport or to a very important meeting without sitting in traffic for hours. It sounds like a dream.
Yes, it really does sound like science fiction. but many companies around the world are building and testing them right now. They are working hard to make them real.
Of course, there are challenges too, like where will they land in a city, and how to make them quiet so they do not disturb people living below, and most importantly, how to make them very, very safe.
All very good questions. These vehicles need special places to take off and land, maybe on top of buildings. And they need to be very quiet for city life. It's a big puzzle to solve.
So, we have cars that drive themselves on the ground and cars that fly in the sky. It really sounds like the future is here, or very close to us. It's an exciting time for transport.
It definitely is. Both of these technologies, self-driving cars and flying taxis, aim to make travel easier, faster, and maybe even safer for everyone. They want to improve our daily lives.
Think about the impact on our cities. If cars are self-driving and very efficient, maybe we will need fewer cars on the road. This could mean cleaner air and less noise.
Or, if we have flying taxis, maybe there will be much less traffic on the streets below. People could travel in the sky, leaving the roads clearer for other things.
These are not just dreams anymore. They are real projects that engineers and scientists are working on every day. They are solving problems and testing new ideas constantly.
It is exciting to think about how technology continues to change our world. It changes how we move around in it. It changes how we live and work. We are truly living in a time of big changes.
It is amazing to see how quickly things develop. What seems impossible today might be common tomorrow. The future of transport is certainly going to be interesting.
Today, we explored the fascinating world of future transportation, from cars that drive themselves to taxis that can fly. We talked about how they work and what they could mean.
These technologies are still developing, but they promise to change how we travel and how we interact with our cities in the years to come. It will be a completely new way of moving.
Thank you for joining us on this journey into the future of transport. We hope you learned some new English words and ideas today.
We hope you enjoyed learning about these incredible ideas. Join us again next time on the Language Learning Podcast. Goodbye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.